Here's a thought I'm titling, I am not a landscape photographer. Don't get me wrong, I shoot a lot of images in the landscape. I love being out in the landscape. I've been doing it my whole 50 years in photography, and I'm going to continue to do it. But I think there's a difference between what some people do in the landscape and what others do, and that's the focus of this commentary, is that how you approach the landscape makes all the difference in the world. I know plenty of wonderful photographers whose objective is to go out into the world and photograph it in such a way that we can see it through their eyes. They are showing us the landscape, and those photographs are about the landscape. But the purpose of my landscape photography is not to make a statement about the landscape, but rather to use the landscape as a means to explore other ideas. Here's a few examples. When Maureen passed away, I found myself wanting to go out into the landscape and somehow express that loneliness, that loss that I had. And I did a project called I Lost My Wife, which consisted of a number of solitary trees in a vast landscape. I think you can easily see that that's not really photographing the landscape to show the landscape, but rather using the landscape as a metaphor for my emotional state during the loss of my wife. I have another project called The Circle of Life, which is all about fallen leaves and the process of their decaying and becoming compost for the next generation of trees. That's a philosophical statement, not just pictures of leaves. And one more example. I did a project that was pictures of the ocean, which I processed in such a way that the foam on the ocean looks white and clean, but the water looks black, and I called it Drifting on the Black, Black Sea. Again, a metaphor for life. There is that famous quote from Minor White, "Don't photograph what it is, photograph what else it is." Well, that's the dividing line in landscape photography, I think. It's wonderful to go out and show people the world, because the world's a marvelous place. There's a lot of beauty, a lot of great things to see and experience out there in the landscape. But that's not the only thing that we can do with the landscape. Sometimes the landscape can illustrate things about humanity, about compassion, about our very existence, that don't really have anything to do with the landscape in the picture, but use the landscape to communicate in a bit of a nonverbal way. I think both kinds of landscape, the literal and the metaphorical, are perfectly valid artistic expressions. And probably most of us do a bit of both. But if the kind of landscape that you produce is restricted to showing the pretty picture, showing the beautiful landscape, showing what my friend Joe Lipka calls ain't nature grand pictures, if that's all you do, maybe it's time to explore the world of metaphor, of symbolism, of using the landscape to represent how you feel, how you respond. May not be your cup of tea, but then again, it might open a whole new door of possibilities when photographing in the landscape. I often find it useful to remember that you can take a pen or a pencil and write a documentary or a poem. The same can be said about photography. We can do a documentary and say, this is what the world looked like at this moment when I clicked the shutter. Or we can use photography to create something that says, this is what I was experiencing and feeling and emoting at the time. Photography is an amazingly adaptable medium, and how we choose to use photography to express ourselves is the question that all of us have to ask about our artistic endeavors.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.